life. Someone told me I could be anything that I wanna be. No plan B, it was on me from day one. If I took a now, I don't know where I'd be, but it's okay. Cause I'm on stage and I'm with the crowd and we bounce.
You guys probably know this is me. A little something I wrote just before they came in. The Ireland boys are here. All right, now Patrick is here as well, and this is important. Patrick Boyle's here. It's Patrick's favorite guys on YouTube, period. It's not even close, right, Patrick?
Yeah.
That's
best YouTubers in the game.
And you come home, and the first thing you want to do is watch Ireland Boys on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah. If you could, would you watch it all day?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't even go to school?
No, I would watch it basically every single day.
All right. Now, what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
And are these guys just like beyond rock star heroes with all your friends and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of my friends watch them and like them.
Sure. Tip that microphone a little bit more towards his mouth. There you go. All right, so Patrick's going to do the interview, basically, and I'm just going to be his wingman. Dave, feel free to jump in from a sports aspect. But, Dave, you remember, you grew up in the 40s, and I grew up in the 70s. It's no different than now. And there's a lot of stupid things you think of as a boy. Imagine being able to do all the stupid, crazy things you thought of when you were a boy and turning it into a career.
Yeah, see, we have the three-channel universe.
Right.
And that one of those channels was not YouTube.
And you also have to have cool parents. Because you have to have parents who endorse all these crazy ideas you have before you shoot them for YouTube. Mm-hmm. Nice to see both of you. Ricky Ireland, Nick Ireland, the Ireland boys in their first radio interview ever.
First time ever. Don't know what to expect, but I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, you got the tough grilling you're going to get from Patrick.
Oh,
here.
I know. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah. All right. So, quick backstory. You guys loved YouTube. Couldn't wait to get home yourself, watch YouTube. Loved it. Decided you're going to shoot your own stuff. Shot a couple videos. Eh, so what, right?
Shot a couple vids. Didn't really pick up any traction at all.
But then the 24-hour overnight challenge happened.
Yes, the 24-hour overnight challenge where we stayed overnight in a store illegally.
Was it Target?
Target was the one that blew
indeed.
Up.
And you just stayed after Target closed?
We snuck in before it closed and literally stayed behind baby strollers. Stayed there for like 4 hours until all the employees left, ran around the store and like played hide and seek, did a bunch of random stuff.
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah, we got in trouble.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
After the fact.
I
mean, Target at least had to say, we don't welcome this kind of thing. Please don't stay in our store all night, right?
For sure.
Oh, definitely a little more than that.
Okay, all right. And then beyond that, food challenges, hide and seek, epic forts, dare or dare. It's way different than truth or dare because it's dare or dare and on and on and on. What's your favorite thing, Patrick, you've ever seen these guys do?
My favorite thing would... There's so many things, obviously.
There's too many.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick.
I like 24-hour challenges, basically.
Yeah. Would you stay all night in a Target?
I would.
Okay, why wouldn't
if
you?
If my parents let me.
Sure, of course. All right, go ahead, ask them one of your questions.
Okay. What inspired you to start doing YouTube?
Basically, there's this other YouTuber named Roman Atwood. He did, like, crazy challenges and pranks, and within that, he'd always include, like, a little inspiration and motivation. So, like, we do a lot of silly challenges and, like, pranks in public and messing with people, but at the end of the day we try to include a little bit of inspiration for kids just to do whatever they want to do and just be themselves.
Well, you seem like good Christian boys too, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you feel like God's giving you the thumbs up on this?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. Patrick, what else do you have?
Well, how do you convince your parents to let you do
there
awesome
you go.
Crazy stuff you do?
How do you convince your parents?
In the beginning? I mean, even now sometimes they don't agree with everything we do, but sometimes you just got to send it.
Yeah, you just got to send it, man. Like, full send.
Well, how old are you guys?
I'm 20.
I just turned 17, like, 4 days ago.
And did this start, when this started, you were 16 and 12, 17 and 13, something like that?
I think, I was 16 and he was 13.
16 and 13. Mm-hmm. Okay, at that point, you know, you're still dependent. You got to live at the house.
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, our mom would get really, like, worried about us, but our dad would just be like, yo, do whatever you want, kind of.
I wanted to talk to your dad about this, but your dad said he wouldn't go on the air. Remember when he said that, sir? You remember? No, but I wanted to talk to your dad about this because I can't imagine the conversations your mom and dad must have had about this in the early days. Like, what are we letting these two knuckleheads do?
Oh, when we first said we wanted to stay overnight in Target, our mom didn't know about it because we weren't going to tell her. Our dad said, pretend you didn't tell me. Like he had to
secret to a good marriage, keeping things from your spouse.
Secrets are big keys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What is your favorite thing you guys have ever done?
Favorite thing?
I don't care if it blew up or not, as big as you thought it would. The
maybe
one
not favorite, but one of the most interesting things we just recently did, we literally traveled to Vietnam, impersonated a cop, and we got almost arrested because they surrounded us and we ran away from the cops.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was a crazy one.
Why did you impersonate a cop?
Because we were like, we saw the uniform for sale, and where else are you going to buy it?
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what boys do. All right, Patrick, your turn.
Okay. If you were not doing YouTube right now, what would you be doing?
Yeah, good question. Jobs, college, what would you be doing?
I want to be a rapper.
So you'd still be in show business, and?
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly? I'd feature on his raps.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys must really like each other.
He'd be my manager.
I'd be his manager. He's
considered
real.
You guys must like each other and get along pretty well.
I don't, we get along for the most part.
Sometimes I beat him up.
Yeah, we're
sometimes
the older brother.
I beat him up.
Nah.
No, I don't see that happening. He's the older brother. Yeah, you have to take a dive.
He's smaller, though. He's smaller, though.
I'm way stronger, though.
He's smaller, though.
All right, Patrick, what else you got?
What was your favorite prank? Or 24-hour
favorite
challenge.
Prank?
A 24-hour challenge.
Are they all pranks? Would they be all pranks? Some are stunts?
Some are stunts. Some are like challenges.
Okay,
like,
prank. Best prank.
Best prank. We did one. We delivered 100 pizzas to one house. We literally bought 500 pizzas from Hungry Howie's and delivered that all to that one house.
How do you get the money for that? I mean, you guys just bought the pizzas?
From the video. Yeah. The video supplied the money.
Wow. So this is after you guys got established.
Oh, this was like, in the beginning, though, we were like, I had a job. I worked at an ice cream shop, and we would spend way more on the vids than what we'd make. Like, you'd spend all the money, and you'd make, like, 5 cents.
Well, we should talk about this, because this turns into, based on eyeballs, this turns into a career. This turned into a family business.
Yeah,
right?
You can almost make $1 a day.
But no, you're being funny. You're making a lot of money. And the merch side, I understand your parents are running that?
Yeah. Yes, they quit their jobs and they're running that full time now. And so we just hired an employee.
So if I wanted to order, because I'm sure you have this for 58-year-old dudes, if I wanted to order Ireland Brothers gear, the Ireland Boys gear, head to toe, mom and dad would be shipping it out to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. IBPmerch.com.
Link in description.
That's okay, tremendous.
Link in bio.
What was it? IB?
IBPmerch.com.
Why are you guys called the Ireland Boys? Where did this name come from?
Very, very good question. It's actually...
Because our dad. Mm-hmm. His last name is Ireland, and we just got stuck with it.
And if you guys can't see us because you guys are listening on the radio, we look very Asian, so it makes no sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, not a lot of Irish going on here.
Yeah, not at all.
None.
Not much. Patrick?
I got a good one for you, Ricky.
For me? For me? Why is it for me?
Ooh.
What is the situation with Brooklyn?
Oh!
What happened after the ice cream shop, bro?
All right, now explain why that question is important.
Brooklyn is basically this YouTube crush I had a while ago, and then...
Still does.
Maybe still a little bit. We went... 100%. I flew out to her house in Texas and surprised her, and then...
And she's who?
She's another YouTuber.
Yes.
Who's very cute, and I kind of like her. But, I don't know. I'm going to say no comment to the rest of that question.
Right.
We're about to see her in like a week, though.
Oh,
in Utah.
Well,
so.
Well, sounds like something might be going on there.
Yeah, definitely something. And then... Like a week after that, too, in Texas.
Well, that's way different than most guys' game. Most guys would have to go up and kind of sheepishly say, hey, want to do something? You want to get together? You want to go get coffee? You want to whatever? Mm-hmm. You show up because you got, what, 2 million YouTube followers?
Oh, she has 6 million.
Yeah.
Six million.
I'm kind of like the little baller. She's the big baller.
All right, so what's this show you're doing tonight?
The show we're doing tonight is like at a trampoline park. We're going to be performing some of our raps, playing dodgeball with everyone, and just like hanging out, having a good time.
Yee-yee.
I got to talk to your dad at some point because I can figure out what your dad tells all his friends about what. Well, it's kind of hard to explain what the boys are up to, but it's going well.
Yeah.
There's no way to explain it. It's a different thing every single day.
Any brothers or sisters other than you two?
Just us.
Well, this is fantastic.
So when you guys, let's say you're walking into a store, do they recognize you? Do they see you coming and call security?
It's a good point because like, everybody knows you guys now.
I mean, you're becoming recognizable.
Yeah, so. When we go to stores that we regularly go to, yeah. And then in the beginning when we did the 24-hour overnight challenges, stores would have our pictures in the back and say, watch out for these guys hiding in your stores.
But you don't damage anything.
No, we never harm anyone. We never, like, there's no ill intent, but we're just
trying to have
we
fun.
Push it to the very limit.
You hear your man Patrick standing
just having
up for
a fun
you.
Time. It's Patrick, all about the fun at the end of the day.
Patrick standing up
as long
for
as
you.
No one gets hurt.
All right, Patrick, what else do you have?
If you were stuck on a deserted island, who would you pick as your friend to come with you besides
out of who?
Ninja Nick? Out of everybody.
Rohan.
In the whole world?
I think you'd pick Brooklyn.
Rohan.
Okay. I like that answer. I'd bring Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd bring Brooklyn. He'd bring Brooklyn, then he'd make his brother swim home.
How about you? Who would Nick pick?
I might have to go with the Hutter himself. Or Theo Goff, because Theo Goff, he knows a lot about everything.
Okay, so you'd want somebody who could actually know how to start a fire.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't know alive. How. The merch will do that, but yeah.
Yeah. What else, Patrick?
How long does it take you to edit your videos?
Oh, it takes a lot.
Question.
Honestly, sometimes more than it takes filming. But I'd say average is about 6 to 8 hours. Sometimes more, depending on how elaborate the vid is.
So the average video is how long?
Probably about like 12, 15 minutes.
Okay, so 12, 15 minutes. How much do you shoot for that 12 to 15 minutes?
Ooh, sometimes over like 2 hours. Like the one we just filmed the other night, we filmed for like 2.5 hours. That will probably be like a 15-minute vid.
But then we did one where we stayed in Walmart for 72 hours, so 3 days. There was like 8 hours of footage on that one, so that one took like 3 days to edit.
You're like major retail's nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, they don't like us.
You guys are young guys. What do you guys see yourselves doing in the future, like when you grow up? Or is
are you channeling their mom?
No, I'm not. I'm just curious. Like, I mean, you want to stay in entertainment? Do you want to go into music? Like, do you just see yourselves doing more?
I think for me personally, I definitely want to go more into music and then probably still do some YouTube, but see where it goes from there.
And then I'm just going to just have fun, I think. You just got to have fun.
Well, we don't know where this goes. We don't know. I mean, technology is changing everything so fast. Yeah. We don't know what the next big platform is. We don't know what happens. You guys could end up being major producers. You could start other people up in this thing.
Everyone's figuring it out as they go kind of thing, because it's like there's nothing to look back on or no formula.
You guys, cover your ears for a second, Patrick, because I know you don't hear language like this. You guys are like Jackass without the broken bones.
That's what they like to say.
Yeah.
Do you have to do any chores at all? Like, is that once you bring in this much money, is it like there's no more taking out the garbage? You know, there's no more like putting dishes in the dishwasher.
We definitely still do chores, but we definitely focus more of our time on like making the videos. So our parents understand that. So our mom stays home and when she's
dude, who are you kidding?
What? No, we really do.
Listen.
We really do.
I've seen this move before.
I'm being serious. You can
I know
ask
it takes a lot of time and there's a lot of work, but what an easy out to get out of taking the garbage out. Dad, we got to work, man. Got to work.
Yeah, honestly, I use that a lot. I'm not going to cap. I'm going to take the cap off. Cap is coming off.
Patrick, got anything else?
You go if you want.
All right, but I want you to have one big closing question, okay? So you think about what you want to ask. This show tonight is sold out. I assume this tour that you're on, the tickets have just gone nuts, right?
This stop sold out in how long? Like 8 hours, I think?
18 hours. 18, under 24 18, hours.
My bad.
And I don't know from trampoline parks. I know that shocks you after meeting me. But can your fans get close to you when they're at these shows?
Yeah, we're like, that's what we wanted to do from the beginning of this tour is we literally talk to pretty much every single fan, sign every fan shirt, take a picture with literally every fan after like we do the performance and do like a Q&A. We stay there for like 3 hours, all of our friends who come with us. And I think that's one of the things we do really well is like take our times and try to talk to every single person.
And Jay, you can explain this better than I can, I'm sure. But I mean, it's basic common sense, I suppose. But if people are going, I don't understand how this is a business. It's eyeballs. It's like a hit TV show or ears and a hit radio show.
You have commercials. You get sponsorships, depending on how many views you get. I mean, it's pretty incredible. And you guys are so sophisticated. That's the thing. I mean, your maturity level and your business savvy.
They actually seem like nice guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
But no, I give your dad credit for that.
Oh, yeah. I give him big credit for that.
Yeah. It's great to meet you. Stay safe. Don't turn into show business punks, because I know where I can find you two, okay?
Oh, we're not.
And know that out there is guys like Patrick who worship what you're doing. And he's a great kid.
Easy.
Patrick, how cool was this?
Sick. I mean, Patrick, I can't say anything really right now.
Patrick, you've met a ton of famous people. Is this the most excited you've been meeting celebrities?
Yep.
Let's
Does
go.
That include
best person in the world.
Let's go.
Well, hold on, Patrick. Does that include me?
I don't think so.
Steve, I just went on IBPmerch.com, ordered you the Dry Fit Fire and Ice camo hoodie in an adult size.
Oh, that's fantastic. Honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to be careful when you put it on. It can burn you from how hot it is.
Yeah, like, merch is fire.
It's very hot.
Very hot.
All right, last question. Anything?
Yeah. What store do you use the most, or like what store do you think hates you the most?
You mean when they go shopping?
Gotta say, definitely Walmart.
Oh, Walmart.
We're in there. Like,
Walmart is mad at you.
Oh yeah.
Or you shop there?
They kick us out every time. They don't let you film in there. But
shout out to Target for basically making our career. I would say shout out to Target.
Yeah, no
love Target.
Let's go Target.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
Good seeing both of you. Thanks for coming over.
Yee-yee.
And by the way, all the other radio interviews you do, not going to be so good, but you had a good time here.
Oh, I'm glad this was my first one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know how you know you made it in show business? You get a guy in your entourage named Fabuloso.
Fabulous, DJ Fabuloso.
Oh, Fabuloso? Oh, that was it. Sorry, I screwed that up.
Yee-yee.
You want to introduce the rest of your posse so you don't get in trouble in the car?
You want to come in, boys?
No, just tell me.
First,
RTV, the Hutter himself.
Hotman the Choker.
And then we got Crispy, a.k.a. Evan Cody, crispiest pictures in the game, and DJ Fabuloso, best DJ ever.
And say hi to your mom.
And mom.
Hey, mom.
If you're listening, I love you, mom.
We'll see you tonight.
Good answer. And dad, nice
and
work.
And also, shout out to dad.
Nice work, dad.
For making us.
It's the Ireland boys thanking dad for making them. Thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
Yee-yee.
Great tour.
Yee-yee.
IBPmerch.com.